Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Hey, Julian, this is Scott Silverworth, Allgaier General Contractors, giving you a ring back from your call yesterday.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. Did you get my voicemail?
I did, thank you very much, and want to just reach out to you. And I think we're not interested. It's not something that we typically do, but wanted to just kind of poke around a little bit and see what the details were.
Oh, sure, yeah. Let me pull up your file here. The name rings a bell. Let's see, Allgaier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, typically the offers that we mail out are predicated on past financing you did with another bank in our network, and then we pre-select businesses based on their D&B business credit profile. So you made it past like the pre-screening, so we typically would just give you a call just to say hello, introduce ourselves, see if you guys have any financing needs. But yeah, generally the offers that we mail out are for working capital and equipment financing. So if you're looking to bring on any new or used equipment right now for your business, are you in construction? I'm trying to remember the industry.
We are.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, obviously any sort of heavy machinery,
Don't do anything like that, though.
Okay, do you contract your work out pretty much?
We do. We're a general contractor.
Nice.
Hire all subs. So I don't think what I thought you were saying in your voice message made sense, but I just wanted to call just to make sure I didn't leave something unturned there that may be beneficial to us.
Yeah, so probably for what you do, it'd be more you'd be more looking at the working capital, which just helps with the operating cash flow of the business. If you're looking to take on any jobs that are bigger than what you would normally like to do, if you're looking to get aggressive with like the growth, and it's unsecured cash, so you can actually use it however you want. So some of our customers use it to catch up on taxes or different things, or like you might have like a marketing campaign that you're looking to take on. I know those things can be a little bit pricey, but if you can quantify like how much return you're going to get on that marketing investment, you know, we have different programs for that sort of thing. Do you have any cash flow needs going on right now, or do you have anything in the foreseeable future?
No. We Ooh. Thankfully, you know, fingers crossed, has not been a problem. Never had to touch our line of credit in 30 years. So
nice.
but it wasn't, like I said, I thought that's what you said, but then again, I thought, well, maybe there's other stuff that you guys have. I'm not sure.
Or like sometimes some of our customers will have an opportunity to buy a whole bunch of materials for like a hugely discounted price, and they have an opportunity to just buy it all at once, and they have a place to store it. But they have to buy it by tomorrow. You know what I mean? That's kind of the stuff that we can help with if you need like quick cash for things like that. Or like I said, if you're looking to take on any bigger projects, you know, we kind of help with cash flows. Just to kind of give you quick info, we can generally free up around 10% of your gross annual sales. So, you know, oftentimes we can get businesses up to around 250K, you know, for any, you know, any growth purposes or, like I said, renovations, whatever you pretty much could use it for. So,
but in that 250 range, I mean, our gross sales are, you know, in 40 to 50 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So are you saying that when you use that 10% figure, are you saying that's typically for smaller companies
Correct. The biggest loans that I've seen us do is around $500,000.
Okay,
so,
got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that 10% figure isn't correct if you're doing, you know, like $50 million a year, but.
Okay. No, it's good to know. I appreciate it very much. Not something that sounds like it's a need right now, but I made a note and I'll keep your info, Julian, see if something does pop up, we'll think of you.
Cool. I appreciate your time. Thanks for the callback. You're welcome to reach me anytime. If you have any questions or you just want some general financing advice, I'll be happy to help you anyway.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Does your bank do construction loans? Like new developments?
Well, that's kind of where our working capital programs would fall in line. Is there like a specific program that you're used to doing with your bank or something? Or what do you mean exactly?
So, for example, in addition to the construction side of the business, we have Mr. Allgaier does some development deals where he acquires a piece of property, we entitle it, develop it, then we go get a construction loan for the construction of the project, and then take that out with a perm loan at the end of that, you know, year-long construction or so. Those construction loans typically are between 6 and 15. Just as I don't know if your bank does construction loans.
You're talking about it 6 and 15, like as APR or something?
No, 6 to 15 million.
Okay,
like
gotcha.
Small project might be 6 million. A little bit larger project might be in the $15 million range.
Yeah, and is that loan based on the equity of that property, or is it just
It's a construction loan based on, you'd be first in line on the property.
Gotcha.
But the property value at the time may be $1 million, might be $4 million, might be $5 million. It just depends on the piece.
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit beyond the scope of what we do. Real estate is a little bit more of a restricted industry that we're not in at the moment. But maybe sometime in the future. But yeah, that's kind of a little bit beyond the scope of what we do. The programs that we do are mostly unsecured, unless it's equipment financing. But yeah, it's unsecured cash, so there's no collateral with your building or land or anything like that.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
I appreciate the info.
Yeah, my pleasure. And what was your name again? Was this Rick?
It's Scott.
Scott, I'm sorry. Okay, gotcha. So you're calling for... Okay, I get it.
Correct.
Cool. Well, I'm going to update my notes here just so I know that you called in, and that way if something comes up in the future, I can reference the notes, and I'll be happy to help you anytime.
Sounds like a plan.
Appreciate your time, Scott. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a great day, sir. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.